Have you ever seen an image of the letters that were on the golden plates?
The Mormon books?
Yeah,
Uh-huh,
in the
sure, yeah.
Brody book, they have them reproduced. And it's just that whole notion of these highly compressed scripts. I mean, if you imagine like this thing we were talking about in psychedelic space, of this kind of matrix of possible languages or possible logics, which then end up kind of fleshing out into all this sort of other stuff, that there must be languages that are like farther upstream that we can't really capture in full left brain, you know, alphabet parsing mind. It's,
right.
It's a little challenging for that mind. And yet it still has the character of a language. It's like the Hebrew alphabet, that mystical idea of
right.
an alphabet.
No, Ralph and I have talked about stuff like this, about... You probably know or have heard of this guy Stan Tenen.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he is into this thing where he has this shape, and as
shadows.
You illuminate it from different angles, you get different Hebrew letters cast as shadows. So Ralph said, you know, this implied then that there was this hyper object which cast all these shadows. And he said, given sufficient computing power, you could compute upstream, as you say, and toward higher dimensional objects that would eventually shed all shadows of all letters in all languages, and that there would actually be a kind of omega object or something that was the source of all meaning. So this thing you and I were talking about last night or today about mining the veins of organized entelechy or whatever relate to this concept of this like gnosis shedding hyper object that is somewhere up in the Imperium.